Just as children survive the idea of the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus when they become adult, I think that taxpaying citizens are quite capable of accepting the new and broader reality that we live in a cosmos teeming with life of various sorts.
Because there's no way that a president's going to say these flying saucers or UFOs are real.
It could just simply be a piece of debris that's flying in the air that just nobody knows what it is. It could be anything, just due to lighting or conditions or something. You can't tell what it is, so therefore it's an unidentified flying object.
Interest in UFOs was not very great until 8 years ago. When I was Minister of Defense, of course, I got sighting reports, but I was too busy unifying the Canadian Armed Forces to be able to worry about them. So I wouldn't say I was a skeptic. I wasn't. I was an agnostic. I didn't know whether they were real or whether they weren't.
Most reported ones typically tend to be of flying lights with no distinguishable shape. These obviously tend to happen more at night. Obviously, like during winter or during spring or whatnot, you're gonna have a lot more cloudy days, which makes it a lot harder to see anything up in the sky. Or it could just be simple fact that people don't want to go outside and people don't see these UFOs or objects in the sky.
An additional person in Ottawa who would know is the chief of emergency measures. And the reason I know is I interviewed the previous one who is now deceased. And he went to Langley. And the CIA asked him if he would like to see one of these craft, and they flew him to Area 51 and let him go inside one.
UFOs are as real as the airplanes flying over your head.